Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you are just joining us, we've got Eldridge Washington, we've got Mr. Moody, we've got Mrs. Moody, we've got Janet Jack and Lisa Pope weighing in on this conversation today. And the conversation that we're having is around insecurities in the wake of this Red Table Talk that was had with Aisha Curry and the lovely Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, so you guys, where do we stand on all of this? Have you learned anything from each other today? Whether you are surprised about this feedback so far or whether you agree with it, where are we standing on insecurities at this point?
I'm always happy to see women and men that can admit the flaws within the gender. Mm-hmm. You know, Eldridge, he has his point of view, but he's also admitted things that a lot of men don't want to admit. I have an insecurity about this or that. I love when I sit around because we never get anywhere when, well, I'm a woman, so I'm going to go anti-man for the sake of the conversation.
Okay, okay.
So I just like, I appreciate everyone for saying, yeah, some things I don't like, I'm not secure about. So that's what I got from it, that people are still real. We still got a couple of real people in the world.
All right. All yeah. right. Just a couple. That's all you need.
So tell him to be real about his insecurities.
All right, we're going to have him be real. We're going to weigh in on that confession in just a second. In the meantime, let's go and let's talk to Eddie in New York. Hey, Eddie.
What's your vote, Eddie?
What's your vote?
Hey, what's up? My vote is, I'm as far as the gender that's more insecure, I'm going to have to say to me, I'm going to say men.
Come on. Let the man talk.
And the reason I say that is just in general. I mean, I'm in New York. The weather's getting warm. Women, let's be real. Like, you can, as long as you look like something, if you walk down the street, you're going to get told
facts
more times in a day than I'm told in a year how good you look.
Facts.
Just walking down the street. That's just a fact. Women, y'all are not, you're getting there as far as being more aggressive, but chances are, like, I see it today. I go to the barbershop, and I'm just like, the guys are actually walking outside of the barbershop trying to talk to the women. And, you know, you can have things that happened at home with your man, and that's why I always say, to me, as in a relationship, as a man, you're supposed to be your woman's number one fan, and she's supposed to be your number one fan. Because I feel like if you walk out, if there's no way, if I had a lady that I could let her walk out the door without telling her, babe, you look good today. And I want to say you look nice today. The bottom line is because I know throughout the day, there's that cat on the corner that probably sees her pass every morning that's going to tell her that.
Well, Eddie, you got Janet. She's going online to book her flight to New York right
y'all
now.
Y'all don't be fooled.
Eddie, you got all your teeth.
Eddie live in Rochester.
So
that ain't
New York.
Because Eddie poses a great question, though, and I want to know from you guys, do men need to hear that physical validation about yourselves in the same way that women do?
Not in the same way we do.
My love language is words of affirmation. That's one of my love languages. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know my love language. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know. So we definitely need to hear it. Because I would say this. I say men are like cars. Mm. And there's a certain gear we cannot even shift into until we have that woman in the passenger seat with us. You know what I'm saying? That driver's seat
with
us.
Come on now.
So there's something that a woman can say to you to make you move mountains for her. So I'm saying the woman's voice is very important to us, but I don't think it comes from a source of insecurity.
Look,
I think
Lisa said he done changed, he done turned the game around.
No, Elder still holding. I'm over here with Elder.
Okay, and of course, Kim, we lost you. So, Kim, I want you to give us a call back, as well as anybody else that's listening. You want to weigh in on this conversation? 404-892-2703 is how you do it. Okay, panel. This is a little truth time. If you're willing to confess, I ask. I asked you guys before the break, what is the worst thing that you have ever done because of your insecurities? And I'm curious what it is that you might have to say.
Well, I'm Janet, and I will speak up for me.
Okay.
I assume that a king was at a higher standard than me by the presentation.
Oh.
So just by, he was in a circle okay. that I'm familiar with. So just by watching him and seeing how he moved, I presumed that he was at a certain level.
Okay.
And that was beneath my level. So I had someone to go inquire about what his life was, whether he was available or not, instead of me going myself.
Okay.
And when I did that, he was disappointed that I didn't come myself in. But then after I got to know him, because I more know him like, hi, bye, not in detailed conversation.
Okay.
Because, you know, and you know I'm friendly, so I really must have been feeling something. But then when I got to know him, he wasn't even worth my time.
Okay, so then that's what I'm wondering. Is there a such thing for any of you where you feel like there are certain people who are, quote, out of your league?
Like, no. Beneath me?
Yeah, like Janet is saying, I thought that he was, you know, he was above me.
There is none.
No. Okay.
I have not seen her.
Ego through
the roof. She's not creative.
Well, is that ego? I mean, I'm just wondering. Like,
that's just I haven't met her yet.
He just said that Chris Brown ruined his life.
Did he?
In the break.
Look,
let's go back.
You just said, is there a woman I can't get? I'm just saying. I ain't say I can
what
keep her.
What did you say about Chris Brown?
He said, when a rich one wants your girl and you can't do nothing about it. All I'm saying is, there's not a woman that I don't think I cannot get.
Yeah,
especially in my element.
Can you keep her?
That's a whole other question.
But see, that is a very
women
want to
be kept. We don't want to be attained.
Does he want to keep her?
We want to be kept.
So Lisa, let me ask you, because you said you agree that there are people that could be out of your league.
Oh, absolutely.
Who out of your league? Name them.
Ooh, that's a good question.
It doesn't have to be a person, but explain a group then. What kind of person would be out of your league?
I think that a person with a lifestyle that requires something that I cannot adapt to. Like, I'm not a housewife. I'm not that scripted 9-to-5 girl. I don't have that lifestyle. I don't have the privilege of that lifestyle. My life is a little bit blurred and obtuse.
Okay.
But they're men who have rigid lifestyles, and they need that type of attention, and that's too much for me.
Okay.
And I'm willing to like acknowledge that. Like, you know,
that means you're out of his league. That means that like
that means I'm out of his league. Or are you saying is it the reverse?
Yeah, we're talking about like,
he's out of my league.
Yeah,
No. I'm saying that anybody that comes to me has got to be able to elevate me. So you got to be above me for us to even have this conversation.
Okay. Okay.
So the
there we
tier
go.
Of the conversation is with you being above me. The requirements that he may have may be outside of my reach because I have to maintain who I am. In some capacity, and then maybe some expectations that are outside of.
And see, for me, it wasn't until further conversation. So I'm saying just from observing that person that I wanted to go approach, but just didn't have that confidence in me from watching how he carried himself. But then after further conversation, I ended up like Lisa and was like, oh no, you're not even what I perceived you to be.
Okay.
So that insecurity that I had within myself, thinking that I was beneath it, I played my own self. Okay. And
that's the struggles of dating the representative, then meeting the person.
Well, it's levels. Because we all human. So she walked through the cloud and realized, oh, he put on his pants just like every other man, one leg at a time, huh?
Well, he fell through the cloud.
Oh, he fell all the way down, huh? All right, well, we're going to talk about it. And when we come back, I want to know, how do we heal insecurities? What would your advice be, panel, for anybody out there that goes, you know, I recognize I got some insecurities. I empathize and I relate to what Aisha Curry was talking about. What would your advice be for them? Let's talk about that when we come back. 404-892-2703 if you want in. This is Love and Relationships on News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick and let's holler at Vincent. Hey, Vincent, what's your question or comment for us today after you vote?
Well, I just caught a little bit of it coming in and stuff like this here. So
okay, so first here, let me, I'm going to help you. Okay, I got you. First and foremost, the poll vote today is, who do you think is more insecure, men or women, and why?
Who's more insecure, men or women? I guess the guys. I mean, you know, that's something I have to even sit down and take time to look at. I will guess I mean, that's how I'm feeling.
Well, we're going to put that in the man category. That works for me.
Okay, put it in the man category.
All right, now tell us your question or comment.
Is what you guys are doing is a solution. You know, I bought the book, Steve Harvey book, you know,
Oh, your connection. You're in the wrong place. I need you to find it like three bars and then hold it.
We take that vote back.
Because No. We heard the vote loud and clear, Eldridge. We heard that loud and clear. But I asked you guys before the break, and I want to get this in, because the real deal is we're all human, right? We all do have insecurities, whether we're willing to talk about them or not. And you heard many women after this conversation with Aisha Curry that heard this on the Red Table Talk say, I can relate. I get this. I feel this way, too. What would your advice be to anybody who is dealing with insecurities?
Check yourself.
Say more, Mr. Moody. Check yourself.
Yeah, I've been... My wife and I are lucky after 24 years together, 23 years of marriage. We're sitting here trying to think of insecurities we've shown each other within the relationship.
Okay.
We don't really have many, but the one thing I could say, anytime I felt self-doubting or angry about a situation I wasn't in or feeling less, I'm just one of those people that I look at myself and go, so what are you going to do? Okay. Are you going to sit here and you're going to wallow in it, or are you going to rectify it? And you must move to rectify your weaknesses. If you don't, you will fail waiting for someone else to do it for you. Check yourself.
Okay. And my solution to that is self-development.
Say more, Lisa.
I think so many women, I know I spent a period of time just like learning the things that I liked about myself that I didn't like, and not to find or fish for insecurities, but I realized that they were traumas that I experienced as a child that were affecting the way that I dealt with men. So instead of me trying to figure it out while I was in a relationship, I made the decision to self-develop in my downtime. Too many women need to be with someone else to feel adequate or to feel validated or to feel whole, instead of saying, let me spend some time with myself. Like, if I love myself so much that the next guy that showed up,
come on,
it had a standard that was so high. I'm like, it ain't from the dude that came before you. The standard is set because of how I love myself.
Right. Okay.
And that was a powerful experience that I went through. I taught my daughter the same thing. Like, don't look for someone else to try to help you fix yourself. Even though you do have conversations, and very honest conversations, about the things that you've been through, because our traumas are very real.
Yes, they are.
They are very, very, very real. And when you meet people when you're whole. And I posted something a week or two ago that said, hurt people, but healed people, heal people.
Come on.
So you find people that are attracted to you because you're whole and you're healed. Uh-huh. So now you find broken people that will come to you. So instead of two broken people trying to figure it out, now I'm a healed person. And when a broken person comes to me, I'm like, either you're going to heal or you're going to run. Come on. I mean, not you.
I'm saying, she's talking to your viewers. There you go.
Either they are interested in healing or they're going to get the heck on. They're not going to stay. So it's a beautiful thing. I think self-development is the answer. And I think Aisha Curry needs to spend some time with herself.
Okay. So Mr. Amen. Moody said, check yourself. Lisa said, heal yourself. Let's get Wilson on the phone and let's see what Wilson has to weigh in on this. Hey, Wilson, thanks for calling in. What's your question or comment for us?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. I think women are more insecure once they get over the age of 45, because they got to deal with the younger women. That's my opinion.
Say more about that. You got to say why. Now, you can't say something that loaded with a whole bunch of women up in here.
Thank you, brother.
We want to hear this. Why at 45?
I think once they get over a certain age, a lot of women, body-wise, just trying to look younger, stay young-looking. I don't think women like getting older. I think men don't have a problem getting older. But I just think,
which men you know?
Hold on, you ain't seen that Beijing?
Y'all got fake beards and stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's listen to what he said.
Toupees was around long before weave was.
She said toupees were around long before weaves were now, Wilson.
It's me. I just think women are, when they get older, I think they just get more insecure.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
I'll take your vote, brother.
All right. Now, did you have a comment for us, or were you just calling to weigh in with that asterisk vote of yours?
Oh, man. That's all I had to say. Man,
have a great day, brother.
Well, you said a mouthful.
Call in.
Brother, have a great day.
Go hang up.
Have a great day, brother.
I can tell you.
Mr. Grenade.
You disagree. Wait a minute now. Mrs. Moody says she disagrees. Come on and jump in here real quick.
I mean, get in. I can just speak for black women that I'm around. Mm-hmm. I mean, we age like fine wine.
I mean,
I'm pushing 50 and
come
I'm fly. So
come on.
I'm happy that I'm getting older. We raised our daughter. we're getting ready to experience a whole new life, you know, because our daughter is going to go to college. I'm very secure in that. I'm 50, the new 20.
Come on. I think I love me more. The older I get, the more I start to know myself.
You know more. You've learned more. You've experienced. And now you can pass that wisdom on to young ladies who are coming up under you.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I ain't got there yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'm close to it. Actually, my birthday is next month. But anyway. I'm close to it, and I still pick up men who are 30 to 40. I've never even dated a man older than my age.
And look, she ain't lying because she picked me up today. She ain't lying.
Now, wait a minute. I was here. I'm a witness. It looked a little different, but I'll let you have it.
I mean, that 45 was rather arbitrary. I think he just called up and was like, 45.
You're an insecure woman. You don't even count it. Sorry.
I'll take the vote, though.
Look, all I'm going to say is.
Old black woman looked 20 years old.
Come on. As a therapist, all I'm going to say is they call it a midlife crisis for a reason. And it usually ain't the women sitting on the couch. Amen. Okay. So real quick, though, before we get out of here, you guys, I want to, you know, get this in, this advice. If you haven't weighed in, what advice would you give to these folks who may sit with insecurities right now?
I'm on the same platform as everybody else. Okay. You have to recognize it. Okay. And sometimes those insecurities come in different aspects of life.
Okay.
You know, so once you recognize that it is an insecurity, then you go ahead and you deal with it. Okay. Sometimes it might be in the middle of the relationship. Sometimes you might be single. But whenever it does occur, you need to self-evaluate and see where it stems from and then move on from there. Because sometimes other people bring out other things in you that you didn't know you had buried.
Well.
Yeah. And I would say if you are having a problem with insecurity, relationship or not, it's two things. One thing I think works for everybody, and then there's another thing that I just suggest people do.
Okay.
So number one, chase purpose.
Okay.
You know, once you really find your purpose of why you're here, there's a certain level of love you have for yourself and your life, for your existence that never existed.
Okay.
Right, so one, just chase your purpose. And typically on a journey of purpose, you find those who are in line with it. And then you will find true love. And then the other thing, just go natural. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about when you just see the way your hair do what it do and you just rubbing that coconut oil on yourself. It just go natural. Man.
As
be
he
natural
says it with the locks are. In his hair. I love this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.